It's wonderfully presentational. It's theater where you're going to enjoy watching the theatrics of it all happening. You're kind of in the know along with Monty Navarro, and you get to watch as we knock off these increasingly difficult people that are in his way.
That's Rick Averill, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Rick Averill is the director of the Theodore Lawrence production of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Mary Dufton is the executive director of Theodore Lawrence. He's also with us to tell us about other upcoming performances in the season. Rick and Mary, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Happy to be here. Good morning.
Let's talk about the musical that is coming up very soon, and that's A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Rick, you're directing that. Tell us about what the plot is about.
It's an absolutely delightful piece where you kind of know the outcome going in, and then you just get to enjoy all the machinations. We have a young man who discovers that he's ninth in line to be the Earl of Highhurst, and mm-hmm. he's going to be this grand poobah of everything if he just can get through the eight other people that are in line before him. So he kind of begins to think about that and then sets about murdering. And as he's murdering these heirs to the castle, he falls in love. He's already in love with a character named Sibella, sung beautifully by Cecily Reese. And he falls in love with Phoebe, who is actually a cousin, very English, and that's played by Rebecca Angstrom. We have some wonderful mm-hmm. voices and great actors.
Tell us more about the cast.
Tony Consoli plays Monty, and it's a very fun role. He has to be very physical and very lithe and very engaging with the audience. It breaks the fourth wall a lot, so he really gets a chance to kind of tell us what's going to happen, and then we delight in seeing it. Patrick Kelly, who is a county commissioner, of course, and by day wears a suit, and by night shows up as Lady Salome and Lady Hyacinth hunting tigers out in India. He turns into a banker. He turns into a janitor. He turns into all kinds of characters, including the final heir, Lord Adalbert, who's very happy to show us how he faced down the Boers and what happens when you're staring down the barrel of a gun.
This is set in 1907.
Yes.
So tell us about the set and the costumes.
Oh, James Deamer is such a wonderful designer. It's just gorgeous. It almost makes it look like one of those great Art Deco theaters from the 1910s or so, and the actors come out of the curtains, but there's also digital scenery. It plays behind all the time. So each of the deaths get very personalized in terms of the way that the actors interact with the scenery. Just an example is, and it's really fun, is that I'm not going to give it away. People will be utterly amazed. It takes place on kind of a couple different levels. We have the impression of gaslight, footlights, and it's just marvelous watching the set, a very simple set, transform very quickly into probably 30 or more different locations.
And then there's the costumes that set the mood as well.
Yes, and Jane Pennington is doing a beautiful job. We were just talking last night about how do you move from one scene to another and suddenly be in a wedding gown when you have less than 30 seconds to do it? And she has got a solution that's just brilliant. And how do you make one person look completely different in nine different characters, sometimes where he's practically sticking his head out from behind stage and changing his into pants from a dress while he's singing to us? So it's marvelous. It's it's just beautiful. The great thing is that it's not just Dicequith, that's the family member who plays nine roles, that play multiple roles. We also have six members of the ensemble, local singer actors, wonderful comedians, and they play multiple roles. They become the ensemble. They're there with us all the time, and they keep popping out in different changes. So it's wonderfully presentational. It's theater where you're going to enjoy watching the theatrics of it all happening. You're kind of in the know along with Monty Navarro, and you get to watch as we knock off these increasingly difficult people that are in his way.
Now, I think you may have already answered my next question, which was going to be the greatest challenge you had on putting this to the stage. And it sounds like you've had a lot of challenges.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderfully big. It's kind of a monster of a piece, because you're moving everybody through all of these scenes, and it's got to be seamless and it's got to be really quick. But it's the kind of challenge actors really, really enjoy, and directors enjoy, and designers enjoy. You know, getting it is like, we get to really show what we can do, find little clever ways to change appearances, mm-hmm. find clever ways to change voices. But, you know, the heart and soul of it, the other really fun thing about it is that while all that stuff's happening, and yes, it's monstrous, they have also learned this score that is like Gilbert and Sullivan meet Kurt Weill. I mean, it's an incredible score. It has all these quotations from musical theater. You hear a little Sondheim here and there. It's not literal, but it's wonderful kind of British farce feel that pokes fun at all of our other theater of, you know, crime theater, you know, Sweeney Todd, Moore Todd, all that kind of thing.
This is A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It opens on September 20th. Where can people get tickets and information about upcoming performances?
I'll turn that one over to Mary. But it's the theater box office at mm-hmm. Theater Lawrence. And get your tickets fast, because I'm sure they're going to sell well.
You could either go to theaterlawrence.com or call the box office at 785-843-7469.
All right, so we have that musical to look forward to opening on September 20th, but the musicals keep on coming. So Mary, tell us about what's coming up.
Oh, this is just the beginning of the merry-go-round of this season. So this is a brand new season for us. And we are just so excited because we're able to do the first couple shows that are brand new shows that are just fresh off Broadway and fresh off the national tour. As Rick said, you know, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is going to be wonderful. And it won the Tony Award in 2014?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think 2014. So a big award-winning show. Intricate, intricate music, just all of the challenges that Rick described and that he and the cast and company are so ably putting together. And then we're going to follow that almost immediately with the Rocky Horror Show. So we're bringing Rocky back. We took a year off last year, and now we will bring that campy, wonderful piece back. And we're going to be doing regular timed shows, and then we're going to be doing some late night shows, and we'll have all of the goodie bags and the yelling along with the favorite lines and all those kinds of things. So that should be delightful, and that will come up mid-October. So we're just getting ready for auditions for that right now. So we've got Rocky coming up, and then the week after we close Rocky, we're bringing back a group that is a Beatles tribute band, and they're doing a performance called Yesterday and Today, and they describe it as an interactive Beatles experience. And it is so fun. We did this last year, and the audience responded so well that we thought we'd do it again. In fact, I don't think we had closed that a day when I had people calling me saying, now you are going to schedule them to come back, aren't you? So this group comes in. And what they ask the audience to do is to come in before the show, and we'll have hors d'oeuvres and drinks and all of that stuff. And then they take an index card and they write down their favorite song and some sort of memory that they associate with that song, whether that's the song that they had their first dance to, or they got engaged to, or they rocked a baby to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then immediately before the show, the group takes all those index cards and does their playlist from the songs that the audience suggests. So it becomes a very special evening of requests. And then they have all of the light show and the whole nine yards to go with it. And their harmony is just outstanding. They don't try and do all of the phony accents or costumes or stuff. They just sing, and wow, they are so good. Our holiday show is going to be Matilda. So again, that is so fresh and so new that they wouldn't let us announce it until August. You know, Lawrence is in a wonderful position because we do have a close proximity to Kansas City. But for those of us, Rick and me, in theater, that also presents some additional challenges mm-hmm. because there's kind of a 50-mile magic circle around Kansas City, and it limits what we can get the rights to and what we can announce and when we can announce it. So we had the same thing with Gentleman's Guide, and also with Matilda, where there were professional productions going on in the Kansas City area. So we had to wait until those were suitably closed before we could share the information with audiences here.
As we discussed before, more information is available on your website where people can get tickets. Tell us more about that.
Well, we're offering tickets for Gentleman's Guide, of course, and then for our two special events, Rocky Horror and Yesterday and Today. But we are also still offering great prices if people buy the entire season, which would be Gentleman's Guide and Matilda and a very funny comedy called Complete Works of Shakespeare Abridged. And then Yours On, which is a lovely cantata based on the Anne Frank story. And Silent Sky, about the first woman astronomer at Harvard. And then, of course, the classic musical Hello, Dolly. So it's a really exciting season, and season tickets are available.
Thank you both for coming in to talk with me today.
Thank you,
Dan.
Rick Averill is the director of the Theodore Lawrence production of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And Mary Dufton is the executive director of Theodore Lawrence. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.